Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
This has been such a fantastic season for the Breakers. Oh, I just couldn't have done it without my boys.
Oh, Doris, we're not your boys, we're your coaches.
The work you did not only made Orlando proud, but it also made me quite a bit richer. And so, in appreciation, I have decided to give each and every one of you a bonus.
A bonus! Do you hear that, boys?
I'm Hayden. Yeah. Oh, Dobby, pass those around. Yeah. I cannot wait to see the look on your faces when you open those envelopes. Go on, open it.
Nah, I'm going to wait till I get home to open mine.
Why would you do that?
Well, to tell you the truth, I don't think we're all exactly getting the same bonus.
Oh, no, they're all the same.
Doris, that's not fair. See, I'm your head boy.
Wow, an hour with Adrian.
Hey. Who's Adrian?
Adrian is one of my top advisors.
What is she, like a closet organizer?
Oh, don't be silly. She's my psychic.
A mind reader? Can these guys fill an hour?
Hayden, is something the matter? You don't seem pleased.
Well, to tell you the truth, Doris, after taking the team to the playoffs, I was expecting a big fat check for a bonus.
Oh, I'm sorry. But my other advisor thought that was a bad idea.
You got another psychic for an advisor?
No, that was my accountant.
How come you didn't get your psychic reading today?
I couldn't make it, Dauber. I had an appointment with my witch doctor. And if you cancel at the last minute, he still charges you for the dead chickens.
Scoff if you will.
Oh, I will. But not now. Listen, in a few minutes we have these free agent tryouts, so I don't want to hear another word about your trip to the Gypsy Caravan.
Coach, this woman has amazing powers. Within a few minutes, she knew I majored in physical education.
Really? And she didn't pick up on your work in particle physics at all?
Huh?
Hayden, psychic phenomena is a proven science. Adrian doesn't stare into a crystal ball or make a table float. Her techniques are pretty much accepted by mainstream scientists everywhere. Did she read the bumps on your head?
Yeah.
She's also a trained phrenologist.
That's someone who studies the human personality through the irregularities in a person's head.
She had a field day with me.
She had a field day with both of you. Didn't she ever see the movie The Wizard of Oz?
Oh, yeah. I watched it every year when I was little.
You remember the part where Dorothy meets the guy with the horse and the wagon?
Yeah. That part's in black and white.
And he tells her to close her eyes, and when her eyes are closed, he sneaks into her purse, and he gets a photo, see? And then he tells her she lives on a farm, and a little old lady misses her very much.
Yeah, Auntie M. How did he know that?
I just told you, Dauber, it was from the photo. It was a trick.
Okay, okay. So how do you explain the melting witch?
Wow, was she good. She got into my head, and it was scary.
Now, the echo alone would be terrifying.
Well, I was skeptical going in, too, but she told me things about my past nobody could have known. She knew that I grew up in Danville, Illinois. She knew I was the only child. She knew that my dad abandoned me when I was young.
She knew my dad was a meat packer.
And she knew my dad played the accordion.
Did she give you guys any predictions?
She said my love life is going to improve dramatically. I'm going to meet someone named Gigi in July.
She said I'm going to come into money. Hey, Is anyone missing a quarter?
Were all your prediction good news?
Of course they were good news, loser. That's how they sucker you into coming back. You never heard of a misfortune cookie, did you?
None of mine were good news. In fact, she gave me a weird warning.
What did she tell you?
She said, beware of flying fish.
Now, about the free agent trials, did anybody look at the tapes last night?
Did she tell you what that meant?
No, my heart was up. She was out of my mind by then.
Well, you gotta go back right now.
No, he does not have to go back. So you get hit by a fish, you get slimed, you take a shower. Or maybe you won't, huh?
No, Coach is right. I don't think there's anything to panic about. Now, it's not like you're going to be walking down by the docks and get hit by a ton of tuna.
Or you're at SeaWorld and the tank breaks and a shark flies out at you.
Or one of these Florida hurricanes will pick up a baby whale and fling it at you 140 miles an hour.
Wait a minute, what makes you think none of that stuff will happen?
Because in the history of mankind, none of them ever has.
If I stay away from the docks and I cancel my trip to SeaWorld, maybe I'll be all right. I just got to figure out how to avoid getting hit by that whale.
Christine! Oh. It's for you, honey.
Oh, would you hold it?
Christine! Can you see her coming through the door?
Don't you mean Hayden?
No, I mean Christine. I don't think Hayden will help me with this problem.
Is this about that flying fish thing?
Yeah.
You're right. Good night.
It's the middle of the night, Luther. Are you sure this can't wait until the morning?
I'm sorry, Krista. I know it's late, but I gotta talk to somebody. Beware of flying fish. What did Adrian mean by that?
Who is Adrian?
Didn't Hayden tell you about any of this?
No.
Didn't tell you about all the coaches getting a free session with Doris's psychic as a bonus?
No.
Look how bad you people have anyway. You gotta start communicating, you're gonna be in real trouble. You know, 90% of the marriages today fail because lack of a communication, and money. That's the problem with the modern marriage today. That and you don't want to go to bed angry.
But I do want to go to bed, so why don't we just stick with your problem? What exactly did the psychic say?
Beware of flying fish. I'll tell you, I don't know what to do. The more I think about it, the worse it gets.
Are you sure you heard her right?
I don't know. Maybe she said beware of frying fish, buying fish, dying fish. I don't know what to do, Christine. I got a whole freezer full of fish sticks. Hell, I'm afraid to open the door. Well, there you go. Goldfish. Look at that. My God, I can't seem to escape. Gee, look at that. Oh, gee.
Luther, honey.
Fish, and they're
just
flying up there.
Calm down. Luther.
I'm a mess.
Honey, maybe the psychic meant flying fish as some kind of a metaphor. Do you want me to tell you what a metaphor is? It's when you use one word to mean something else. It's like when you say someone's a prince. You don't mean literally they're a prince. You mean they're a great guy.
You're like Prince Charles.
No. They call him a prince because he is a prince.
And so, what's a metaphor?
It's like when you call someone thick. They're not actually thick. They're just a little slow at understanding things.
So when you call someone a flying fish, I mean, what do people mean by that?
I don't know. I've never called anyone a flying fish.
Yeah, never?
Wait a minute. I think I did call someone a flying fish one time. And what I meant by that was that they were like a fish out of water. Yes, you know, someone who doesn't belong where they are. Like a person from the country being in the city. A person who should be in bed being in someone else's house.
Oh, God. What you described was me. That I should beware of myself.
No, hell, that wouldn't be a metaphor. We got to start all over again, Christine.
You know, as much as I've tried, I couldn't help but overhear this inane conversation. Trying to put an end to it.
What's this?
That's a get out of Hayden's house free card.
You're giving me your free hour with Adrian?
Right. Now, here's what I want you to do. You go to Adrian's first thing in the morning, and you ask her to tell you what the hell she meant by beware of flying fish. And you don't leave her house till you get an answer to that question or any other question that pops in your little mind.
Jane, I don't know how to thank you.
Well, you come to work at 10 o'clock, and you be ready to work, okay? And then you never mention Adrian ever, ever again.
Okay, okay. I got it. That's very clear. Very clear. See, he communicates real good. Maybe it's all those metaphors that are killing your marriage.
Luther?
How'd you know it was me?
The people.
People? Are the people in this room with us spirits?
No, no, no one else is here except my mom. It's 7 o'clock in the morning.
I know, but this is a psychic emergency. Yesterday you told me to beware of flying fish, but you said you didn't know exactly what that meant. Do you know now?
No, it's just that I clearly saw an image of a flying fish coming into your path, and it appeared to be a threat of some sort.
How accurate are your predictions?
Not as accurate as my mom, but she's had the gift longer.
So how long do you think it'll be before the fish, you know, flies?
Well, that's hard to predict, but even if I could, the flying fish is most likely a symbol.
Symbol of what?
Well, I don't know. Do you fly much?
Oh, God, I fly all the time with the team. Oh, gee, that's it. Flying. I'll be flying in a plane. Over the ocean, and the plane's gonna go down. No, hold it. Wait a minute. Dauber's gonna be on that plane with me, and he's good till July when he meets Gigi. Oh, no, that means the hatch is gonna fly open, and I'm gonna be sucked out. I'm gonna be sucked out of the plane over the ocean, and I'm gonna fly in with the fish. Flying and dying.
No, Luther, I don't see any of that. I don't think that the flying fish is going to kill you.
Really?
Oh, oh.
Mother, I'm with somebody.
Oh, I couldn't help myself. I smell the stench of death.
Guys, I have some incredible news. We have a chance to get Tom Elston of Miami.
No, we don't. He's going to Pittsburgh.
Ah, no. Apparently the deal fell through. And he's entertaining a couple of other offers, and one of them's us.
Oh! Sorry, I'm late. I'm ready to work now. Please continue.
Booth, we got a shot at signing Tom Elston.
Great.
Great? It's unbelievable. Tom Elston is one of the finest free agent defensive tackles in the league, Luth.
Yeah, look, before we go any further, there's one thing I'd like to clear up.
Oh, come on. You promised.
No, come on, Hayden. This is 100% football related. Now, due to the fact that I'm going to be sucked out of the next plane I get on, I'm going to respectfully request that I get to travel to all the away games next year by train or a bus. I'm flexible.
Okay. In order...
You're going to be sucked out of a plane? How do you know?
I'm not allowed to mention her name in this office, but I think we all know who we're talking about here.
Adrian.
Please continue.
You know, one of the things Tom Elston is looking for in a new team is stability. And I'm not sensing stability here. He didn't get along very well with his last defensive coach. So, Luther, I need you to make a good impression today. I need you to be cordial. You're going to have to be focused. And you're going to have to be sane.
Sane as the day I was born.
That's good enough. Okay. This plane gets in at 11. I'm going to pick him up myself. I'll meet you guys back here by noon.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
So, Luther, what, you're going to get hit by a fish and sucked out of a plane?
The flying fish was just a symbol. Turns out the flying was the plane, and the fish was me hitting the ocean. So I'm gonna go take a shower now, excuse me.
What?
Gotta get rid of the stench of death.
We gotta get ready for Elston, all right? His flight gets in less than an hour.
All right, see ya. Yeah. Boy, I can't believe the dolphins are letting him go.
A dolphin is flying in and is headed straight for me.
A flying fish.
Luther?
In here?
Luther, we've been showing Tom Elston around for a half an hour.
Hey, open the door.
Is he out there?
No. The dauber's gonna bring him up any minute. You're the one he wants to meet most of all.
I knew it.
Oh, no.
This is Coach Box's office.
Hey, Tom. Hey. Man, do I love this guy. Tom, I want you to meet Luther Van Damme.
It's a pleasure to meet you, Coach.
Good God, you're immense. You could really crush a guy, couldn't you?
You know, technically, a dolphin is a mammal, not a fish.
In addition to being our special teams coach, Coach Stavinsky is in charge of fun facts. That'll be all, Coach Stavinsky. Tom, I think you and Luth should get to know each other. You know, you have some common interests. Hey, Luth, Tom's a big outdoorsman. Isn't that great news?
Why is that great news?
Because you, too, are also a big outdoorsman.
So what's your point?
Well, I was thinking maybe the two of you could talk about your common interests.
So what do you do outdoors, Tom?
I like to hunt.
Yeah, oh, hey, Luther just won turkey hunting last spring.
Really?
Yeah.
If I join the Breakers, maybe you can show me where to hunt around here.
I'd put you and me out in the woods together with a gun, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
No, thanks.
Tom, have you seen the view from... No, you haven't seen the view from the balcony. Take a look at this. This is spectacular. Oh, hey! Look at that. The Breaker girls are practicing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll be right back.
No, I'm back.
Get up. Come on. Get up. What the hell is the matter with you?
Don't you see? He's the flying fish.
How the hell's he the flying fish?
He's a dolphin. He flew in here on an airplane to see me. Good God, if that's not an appointment with Beth, I don't know what is.
I thought you were getting sucked out of a plane.
Just jumping to crazy conclusions.
Luther, you get out there on that balcony and you talk to him right now.
I'm not.
No, you go out there right now.
No, I'm not going to go.
Luther,
he's trying to kill
me. Maybe she didn't mean flying fish. Maybe she meant flying fists.
I don't care.
Here it is.
I'm not going. I'm just stop. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. Stop it. Stop it. You hear me? I'm not going out there. Let me go. Stop it.
I'm sorry. Is there a problem here?
No problem at all.
Yes, sir. Yes, there is a problem.
Luther!
He needs to know. It affects him, too. Tom, I saw an excellent psychic that told me to beware a flying fish. You're a dolphin. You flew in here to see me. Now you want to go out in the woods with a gun and shoot me.
Tom. I'm really sorry about this. He's been under an awful lot of stress lately, which will be relieved when he takes his early retirement.
Effective immediately.
You see a psychic?
No.
Yes.
And she told you to beware of me?
No, yes. No.
Yes.
No, we all laugh. That Luther. We'll miss him.
Well, she was right.
You are trying to kill me?
No, I'm not going to kill you. But she was right to warn you about me. I hate to admit to Coach Fox, but I had no intention of signing with the Breakers. I was just using you guys to up my price with Pittsburgh.
You were using us?
Oh, what a tremendous relief.
You weren't even considering us?
Not until now. The thing that was making it hard for me to leave Miami was that it meant I'd have to leave my psychic.
You're into psychics?
Well, I don't know how you play pro football if you're not.
You know, neither do I, Tom. I mean, and yet here we are, the only NFL team in the league with a team psychic. Go figure.
That was my problem with the defensive coordinator in Miami. He banned my psychic from the locker room.
Oh, man, that stuff just punches a hole right through my aura.
I'm starting to get a real good vibe about the Breakers.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's why I came to Orlando. The vibes, man.
Do you think I could see Adrian today?
Hey, I'll take you over there myself.
Come on, you tell her I say hi.
I think I can get to like it here.
You know, I think you could, too. I think we're going to have a pretty good season next year.
It's going to be a great season. My psychic said my team's going to the Super Bowl.
We're going to the Super Bowl!
Mom, what is that?
Oh, it's the stench I smelled this morning. It wasn't that nice young man after all. It was the fish I forgot to cook.
Mom, what are you going to do?
Oh, it's too lousy even for the garbage. I'm tossing it right now.
No, Mom.
I couldn't figure out what you meant by beware of flying fish.